Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening to us, today I've come to talk about the Word of God. And today I've come to say that there is no science of witchcraft. Since year 2020, I started year 2019, year 2020, 21, year 2022. That's when God sealed this prophetic word and this news that is coming from Mindset Media. I've come to say and declare that there is no longer witchcraft against God's people. Before I start this word, to declare and proclaim that there is no witchcraft. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft comes from a heart of a person that doesn't want to see good come into a life of another. We always confront witchcraft circumstances when we are surrounded by people who are carrying energies that do not wish us well. Or if somebody is not wishing another well, anything he does, it reflects witchcraft. It reflects energies that are trying to fight against that person. So witchcraft is literally when a person does things and mixes them up, or does a product or services, but behind it there is an energy of envy. There's an energy of jealousy. There's an energy of competition. So when he does things, he literally puts a little bit of stumbling block. He puts a little bit of hindrances. He puts a little bit of envy, unforgiveness, bitterness, and anger and hatred in the way he does things, because he is in competition, or he is holding unforgiveness, or he doesn't want any good to come into the person, life of the person that he is literally hating or disliking. So there is no witchcraft which people do and practice so that they may hinder other people's success. There is no witchcraft. Now, before I start on my message, let me say this. Numbers chapter 23 verse 23 says, "For there is no sorcery against Jacob, and there is no divination against Israel. It is now must be said that Jacob and Israel, and Jacob of Israel, and all what God has done, there is no sorcery against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel." So what do you mean, Apostle? Year 2022 marked the Passover celebration. 2022 Passover that we celebrated, I think it was around the month of March, as we went in, I think around April, March. Yeah. The Lord began to speak to me that I've taken away witchcraft powers of the acts of envy and jealousy. So that if a person is envious against another, that envy and that jealousy will return and retaliate evil upon the one who is jealous or is envious against another. And any practice he practices, it brings the envy or the intentions of evil against that person's life, instead of having the power to do it against the other. So simply to say, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they came into the middle dimension or platform before they went into the promised land. Most of us have heard messages where we have been told that when they came out of Egypt, they were going in the promised land. They were not going in the promised land. They were going in the wilderness to be trained. They were going in the wilderness to be exercised and tried out and tempted in the area of seeing, are they ready? Do they have the capacity to go into the promised land? Do they have the ability to do the right thing in case if they enter into the promised land? Will they obey God? Will they still follow God when they come into the promised land? So all this testing, the college of testing, the academic syllabuses that tested and put them on a higher level of testing them, was literally done in the wilderness. The scripture says to us that before Yeshua HaMashiach started his ministry, the Bible says unto us that the Holy Spirit fell upon him and led him into the wilderness to test him, or to be tempted by the devil. So before he starts the ministry, why does he go in the wilderness first before God gives him his promises, his ministry, what he's supposed to do on the earth? He first goes into the wilderness to be tested and to be tempted for 40 days. And we know very well that there were different levels of temptations. There was a time when the devil came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, jump from this place and he will give you angels. The fact is, the devil knows that if you are to be served or you're served by God, God gives angels to his servants on the earth. So he says, jump, and then he will give you angels to withstand you from dropping on the ground. He said, no, I can't do that. Then I'll be testing God. I can't tempt God because that won't be genuine act. It will be something that I'm doing from my own choice of foolishness. They skip that. He takes him to another level. He says, if you are the Son of God, change these stones in bread. He says, no, I'm not going to do that either. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, especially when that man is sanctified himself to fast and seek God. He takes him to another level. He says, look, this now, it all belongs to me. The whole entire world is mine. Now, if you bow down and worship me, he refuses to worship the devil because the fact is he was the Son of God, and what the devil was claiming that it's all his, it was already Yeshua's. Just like when the woman came to that test, she failed that test. The devil comes and says, because God knows the day you eat from the tree of tithe, you will be like God and you will know from good and well. You'll be like God. What do you mean you'll be like God? She was already in the image of God. Why does she have to eat, rebel against God to be more like God? It was him who wanted to be like God. So he brings the same testing to the woman, and the woman bought it and she ate. Yeshua didn't buy it. Giving someone something that he already owns by deceiving them that they don't own it. If they do something, they will gain it. How many of us that the devil comes swinging riches, money in front of our eyes, and we sell everything, we become immoral. Some of us turn into prostitution. Some of us turn into women and human being trafficking. Some of us sell cigarettes. Some of us sell demonic chemicals to kill others just because we want to get rich. That testing, Yeshua passed it. He said, no, I'm not going to do that to gain riches so that you may give me riches and I kill the world. I'm not going to do that. How many of us failed that test? But anyway, when they went in the wilderness, in the wide place, they were being tested. They were being tested. And only when they failed the test, that's when all these judgments and rewards of evil came upon them. In the book of Numbers chapter 21, it says like this. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush.